Check 1, 2, 3, 4.
My KUTX.
My KUTX.
1, 2, pup. Okay.
KUTX.
I can fake it for a while.
This is My KUTX. I'm Art Levy. Each week on the show, we invite one of our favorite musicians to guest DJ for an hour. And this week, it's Kelly Willis. Kelly Willis has been a longtime fixture of the Austin music scene, both as a solo performer and with her husband and musical partner Bruce Robison. In fact, Kelly and Bruce are playing the historic Green Hall next Friday, August 12th. So we're going back into the archives for this vintage guest DJ set from Kelly. You can get more details on the Green Hall show, and you can also see her playlist for this hour over at kutx.org. Just look for My KUTX. Enjoy.
I'm your guest host this hour, Kelly Willis. And I'm going to play you some songs today that a lot of them were very influential on me. And just when I was really just beginning to discover the world of music out there. So I'm going to play this first one for you. It's a Joanne Campbell song. Back in the 50s, she was a rock and roll singer. And this was it's kind of an answer song to the Big Joe Turner tune, Boogie Woogie Country Girl, but I guess it's more of just the female version as opposed to an answer song. Was Joanne Campbell singing Boogie Woogie Country Girl. And this is Kelly Willis. I have taken over the control room here at KUTX Austin, and I'm going to play you some songs today. I promise not to have it all be rockabilly, but I did cut my teeth on rockabilly music, so there's going to be some. And here's another one. This is a Janis Martin tune. I was in the D.C. area when I first started making music, and there was a really thriving rockabilly scene there. And I was playing at the Twist and Shout in Bethesda, Maryland one night, and a guy came up to me after the show and asked me why I had my shoes off, because I used to play without my shoes on, because I was very, very, very nervous, and I would shake the whole time. And so if I took my shoes off, I felt more grounded and I could get through the set. So he told me that he used to manage Janis Martin, and she used to kick her shoes off when she played. And so instantly I have been connected to Janis Martin. We're like the same person because we both played with our shoes off. And I recorded this song of hers and titled one of my albums after it, and was very lucky enough to get to sing a harmony on a song of her that she did for a recording that Rosie Flores did just recently. But I want to play you this song. It's Bang Bang by Janis Martin.
I'll trade you my heart for your heart, baby. Give you all my kisses to boot. I'll trade you my heart for your heart, baby. Give you all my kisses to boot. So if you feel you'd like to make a deal, cock your pistol and rooty toot toot. Bang, 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 bang. Bang, 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 bang. Bang, 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 bang. I'll trade you my lips for your lips, baby. Give you all my hug in the boot. I'll trade you my lips for your lips, baby. Give you all my hug in the boot. So if you feel you'd like to make a deal, cock your pistol and rooty toot toot. Bang, 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 bang.
Was Janis Martin singing Bang Bang. I am Kelly Willis, and I have the honor of being able to play you some songs here today on KUTX. The next song we're going to do is a song, it's Cyndi Lauper, but it's her band before she became Cyndi Lauper. It's a band called Blue Angel. And I was very intrigued by this band because I loved the idea of this kind of underground New York music. I know a lot of you would probably be thinking like Lou Reed or something, but for me it was Blue Angel. And that Cyndi Lauper could have this life before she became Cyndi Lauper. And this album has several really great songs, but I chose this one, I Had a Love. I think she might have re-recorded it and released it just a few years ago again. But she just had all of her spark and talent. It's just already bigger than life here in this song. Blue Angel, I Had a Love. That's Cyndi Lauper and Blue Angel, I Had a Love. Hi, this is Kelly Willis. I'm guest DJing today on KUTX Austin. Next, I'm going to play for you a song by Evan Johns and the H-Bombs. When I was in the D.C. area, the first band that I joined were all... I guess Evan Johns was sort of a mentor to these guys. And anytime he was from the D.C. area before he moved down here. And anytime he'd come back through the area, he'd stop and give lessons to the guys, or just they just find some way to get to hang out with him. And I don't know if you ever had the pleasure of hearing or seeing Evan play, but it's just like instant joy whenever he's starting a song. You just feel like you are at the best point of the party, and there's no place on earth you'd rather be, and you're all just having the best time simply by just looking at his face. But the songs are so much fun. And Evan was one of the people that kind of encouraged us to move to Austin, and my first gig in town was opening a show for him at the Hole in the Wall. So here's an Evan Johns and the H-Bombs song for you. It's called If I Had My Way.
Let's see if these guys can play this. Not just one bar. I want the money that I treat it like cash. I want 5,000 humbles as the count of my cash. I want my way.
Johns and the H-Bombs, If I Had My Way. Hi, I'm Kelly Willis. I am here today at KUTX Austin playing you some tunes. trying to find some songs for you that were kind of influential for me. And next I'm going to do you this Maria McKee song. This is a Lone Justice tune, actually, but I think Maria's brother wrote it. And it's the first song that I ever tried to sing. I just joined this band. Well, I hadn't. I was about to join this band that my boyfriend, Mas Palermo, was in. And he thought that I really should try and sing. So I remember very clearly him sitting me down and helping me learn how to sing. And this was the song. So I have a very special place in my heart for this song. It's called Don't Toss Us Away.
But it seems that everyone we've known, the love's grown cold, heart's kind of strong. One by one they break, it's such a shame. And now you say you won't do the same. Don't toss us away. Just ain't right. Oh, can't you see? There's still love. I want you to stay. Tossed away in just one moment, in just one day. Don't toss us away. It just ain't right to let love die without a
why.
That's Maria McKee. Don't Toss Us Away. Still my idea of perfect. Her voice, just my favorite. Hi, this is Kelly Willis. I am guest DJing today on KUTX Austin. And I'm going to play you a Kirstie McCall song here. Kirstie had a big hit in the 80s with this song. There's a guy works down the chip shops, where's he's Elvis? And that was my first introduction to her. She just was this great songwriter. Her other songs had more depth, but there was always a little humor in them. And it was hard for me to decide which song to play for you today, but I thought we'd listen to this one. It's called What Do Pretty Girls Do?
She was a party girl, stayed up till the small hours. Now she's embarrassing and everybody laughs at the girl with a face that could drive her baby wild. Now wasn't she the child with everything? You should have seen her with her head held high. Now what do pretty girls do?
That was Kirstie McCall, and What Do Pretty Girls Do? Hi, I'm Kelly Willis, and I have taken over the radio station today here at KUTX, playing you some songs that I have loved over the years, songs that inspired me, made me want to be a part of making music, or think that maybe I could. And this is a band that I'm sure you all know and love, NRBQ. Up on the East Coast, they were larger than life, and I had a cassette tape in my car. On one side it had NRBQ, and on the other side it had Patsy Cline. And this is when I was in high school. I would listen to it all the time, and NRBQ is probably one of the best bands ever. I think that it's probably up there with the Beatles and the Stones and NRBQ, and you could argue which one of those is the best bands ever. They've got a billion amazing songs. Bruce, my husband Bruce, would want me to play you Riding in My Car, but I'm going to play you this one. It's called When It Rains at the Drive-In.
There's a place we go only certain nights, right up in the front row. Then I turn on my lights. When I want to hold her, let me tell you my secret. It's
Terry, Joey, Tom, and Al in RBQ when it rains at the drive-in. Hi, this is Kelly Willis, and this hour KUTX has handed me the keys to the studio, and we're playing songs hand-picked by me. So next up, we're going to do a rock pile song for you. This one is sung by Billy Bremner, a guitar player who I was very, very fortunate, dream come true, to have him play in my band for a little while. And he's just a really spectacular guy, and this is a spectacular recording. It's called Heart. That's Rock Pile and Billy Bremner singing Heart. Hi, I'm Kelly Willis. I'm here today at KUTX playing you some of my favorite old songs, songs that have meant a lot to me over the years. And there was a time when I was on MCA Records in Nashville, and whenever you went by the office, they had a huge closet they called the Vault, full of all the different CDs that Universal was releasing that year, so sometimes it wouldn't be MCA but Geffen or something. But I would go in there and get to raid this closet and take home anything I wanted, and I found a couple of things that became huge parts of my life that I listened to a lot and were strongly influenced by. And one of them was this T-Bone Burnett record. It was just self-titled, and it had a lot of, it was kind of where I began to appreciate that it didn't have to have an electric twang, that the acoustic twang was also very cool. This kind of album is very dobro heavy. You know, I had been a big fan of T-Bone before, whenever he had songs like Watch Out for the Trapdoor or Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend, and it was a very different sound than this. And I just really loved this record and listened to it over and over and wanted to try and recreate this sound in my own music. But here's one of my favorites from the record. It's called I Remember, and I think that's David Hidalgo doing the harmony vocal. Here you go.
Mm-hmm. all the red wine and the headlines that we made at will when we had the dreams to kill. All the last times and the deadlines we put each other through when we thought we needed to.
That's T-Bone Burnett. I remember. I got to meet T-Bone one time when I was on A&M Records. I was about to make a record with him. We did some pre-production together. And I really learned a lot from him. He was a very interesting guy. But alas, it was not to be. My A&M deal didn't last. Maybe one day that'll work out. But here is another one of the songs I found in the vault at MCA, albums I found in the vault. This was, this is Walter Hyatt. He was, of course, in the much beloved band, Uncle Walt's Band, here in Austin with Champ Hood and David Ball. And I found this album and just listened to it so much. It brought me so much comfort, and I was just heartbroken when the news came on that the plane had crashed and that he had died. It felt like he was one of my best friends, even though we had never met. But you know how music does that to you. You feel when you listen to a certain song so many times, you feel like that artist is kind of holding you in their lap or something. It's a connection. And this is one of my favorites off of this King Tears record that he did. It's Walter Hyatt singing Tell Me Baby.
Tell me long I'm going to cry, how long I'm going to sigh for you. Tell me, baby, do you remember the promises you made me? Rolling down the road with the sky so blue. I'm grieving for you. And I want you, so tell me, baby, what are you gonna do? Someday you want me to, I know. When you want me, you better hope that
Hyatt. Tell me, baby. Hi, this is Kelly Willis. I'm guest DJing today here at KUTX, and I hope you're enjoying the songs that I've picked out so far. I'm going to play this Leuven Brothers tune for you here. This is a song that I used to perform. My friend Amy Ferris, who passed away a few years back, played fiddle with me and sang with me, and boy, it just felt like something special happened when the two of us got together. And it happened so organically. We just started playing. First, she was playing in Bruce's band. And then I stole her, like I kind of steal everyone from Bruce's band eventually. And then she just knew the harmony vocals to all these songs. And I didn't used to have a lot of harmony vocals live, and little by little, it became the Kelly and Amy show instead of just my show. Like, people would come to hear her more than me, even at my shows. And singing with her was really special for me. And this is a song we used to do together. We call ourselves the Leuven Sisters whenever we do it. It's called You're Running Wild.
You're running wild. How long can this go on? You're leaving me alone and running wild. You're always gone. My love you never share. It's more than I can bear.
The Leuven Brothers, You're Running Wild. Hi, this is Kelly Willis. Thanks for joining me this hour, listening to some of my favorite old songs, songs that I've really been influenced by over the years. This next song is by Skeeter Davis. Skeeter Davis, a long time ago, was married to Ralph Emery. Do you remember that show, Nashville Now? He was the host of that show, and he was a DJ before that. But I was on that show one time, and he told me that I had the same color hair as his ex-wife. And I know that he's only been married once, so he was referring to Skeeter Davis, which means that Skeeter and I are really, we have so much in common. We're like soul sisters. And this is a Skeeter Davis song that, if Amy Ferris was still alive, I would insist on us going in and recording. I just discovered it like a year ago. It's the coolest song ever. It's called Bus Fare to Kentucky.
First I saw of city ways went against how I was raised. This country girl was really out of place, and I was set to go back home, but I was broken all alone, and I couldn't find another friendly face. But I didn't have the bus fare to Kentucky, or this city would have seen the last of me. Free.
go first class, so I'll make it the best I can. Anything to get my feet on that good Kentucky land. My thumb is in the air and my suitcase by my side. Won't somebody give this poor old country girl a ride?
Kentucky!
That was Skeeter Davis, Bus Fare to Kentucky. Hey, this is Kelly Willis, and I've had a really great time sharing some of my favorite songs with you this past hour. Again, thanks for listening. I'm going to leave you with one more song. This is a Ricky Skaggs song. It's kind of my go-to song for any sorrow I have in my life that just kind of heals me up, makes me feel better, patched up, and ready to go. So maybe it will do that for you, too. It's called Waiting for the Sun to Shine. Y'all have a great one.
For the sun.